Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua of Christ Is All Ministries. Are you living your best life? Shifting your patterns and focus can change your life. As a believer, one thing you need to pay close attention to is adaptability and conformity to seemingly right but worldly values and standards. When it comes to matters of life, faith and culture, we must think as God thinks. We must persuade our hearts and minds of His ways and adjust accordingly, rather than bend His word and ways to conform to modern thought and culture. To thrive, no matter what, you need to dive into Scripture and learn how to be unshakable in your faith as the world's value system increasingly drifts further from God. In today's message titled, Don't Conform to This World, Evangelist Paul Acqua helps you walk through Scriptures and learn how to be intentional about not conforming to the world. Let's join in.
A common mistake of past and present generations is conforming to this world. And yet the Bible says, do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will. Having been delivered from Egyptian slavery, the children of Israel were to change the world. Overnight, slave Israel became a new nation, totally different from the rest of the world. God gave them a completely opposite culture. This was to prepare and equip them to be His people. He said, do not learn the ways of the nations. They had to get the old culture out of their system. They needed to renew their minds. And so the Lord told them, if you carefully follow all God's commands, the Lord your God will set you high above all the nations on earth. So now, just as He first called Israel, God is today calling out another new people, distinctive, born again from above, people with a kingdom culture, which is in opposition to that of the world. In Jesus, we are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, His own special people, as recorded in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. My friend, the language of the kingdom is strange to the ears of the world. In Matthew chapters 5 to 7, which we call the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus seems to describe an upside-down world. The Beatitudes contain reverse values like, blessed are those who mourn, blessed are those who are persecuted. And then He led into such unexpected command as, love your enemies. Yet it is the kingdom of God that is the right way up against the principles of the world. So as Christians, we operate under different set of rules to the world. Christians are not ordinary people with religion as a hobby. Not at all. We participate in the divine nature. That's what the Bible says in 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 4. And are directed by the Holy Spirit, who the world knows nothing about. Jesus said, the Spirit of truth I will send to you. The world cannot accept Him because it neither sees Him nor knows Him. But you know Him, for He lives with you and will be in you. Those who are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God, also recorded in Romans chapter 8, verse 14. So as a child of God, let me cast your mind back to Ephesians chapter 2, reading from verse 1. And you He made alive, who were dead in trespasses and sin, in which you once walked, according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience. So there was a course of this world that you and I used to follow. It says, following the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that is now at work in the sons of disobedience. And this is really important when we talk about who we are in Christ, when we actually understand our identity. That is, you once used to walk according to this word, and you were dead in your trespasses and sin. Understand that you used to follow the prince of the power of the air. That's what the Bible is saying. Then it brings it into the present. That is now working in the sons of disobedience. So it's making a comparison here of you are no longer a son of disobedience. You and I are now called the children of God. And because we are called the children of God, we don't have to follow the course of this word. We don't have to conform to this word. That means what is normal for the world is not supposed to be normal for you and me. We need to know that we are different and unique, you know. God is like that. He makes us, his born-again children, different and unique, instilling in us values that are contrary to what the world believes. You see, Jesus said this, "Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who are persecuted. Love your enemies." He continued to say this, "Whoever wants to save his life will lose it. The last will be first. The greatest among you will be your servant." It's an incredible statement that's against the principles of this world. So we don't have to conform to this world, but we need to adapt to the kingdom culture. The Apostle Paul, describing his hardship, said, "Dying and yet we live on, poor yet making many rich, beaten and yet not killed, sorrowful yet always rejoicing, having nothing and yet possessing everything." Hallelujah. Sometimes when we think of following the course of this world, we are thinking of complete ungodliness and things like crazy sexuality, complete degradation and darkness. Well, even complacency, things like laziness, excuses, gluttony, and a whole lot of complaining. He says you don't walk according to the course of this world anymore. It means that there is supposed to be something that doesn't just mark us that we are not of sin, but we are also not of laziness or complacency or lack of vision or compassion. We have this whole new way of life as Christians, as born-again believers. It goes on here talking about these sons of disobedience. It says, "Among whom also we all once conducted ourselves in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, just as the rest of mankind." Again, past tense. This is how you once walked, and making comparison of the rest of mankind. We used to do this like the rest of mankind, but he's saying, you are not like the rest of mankind anymore. You are not like the world anymore. The devil is trying to get you, even as a believer, to blend into this world. He is telling you that just be happy with your little four walls, and hopefully things will be all right. Hopefully there is no chaos. Just enjoy what you have and where you are. My friend, don't listen to the devil's lies. We are supposed to be so radically different. We don't have to be just like this world. And that means we have to get out of the comfort zone of being normal like the world. We operate under different set of rules, my friend. So my advice to you is that you have to get out of the comfort zone of excuses the world lets you use. You are no longer the flesh. You are of the Spirit of God. Because it goes on to say in Ephesians 2 verse 4 that, "But God, who is rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us." So God being rich in mercy because of the great love, not the little love, not the tiny love, but of the great love with which he loved us. What an incredible statement. You used to walk according to the course of this world, but here we have this whole new life. Why? Because of his great mercy and his great love. Hallelujah. And so this is what allows us to live different. This is what allows us to have a different identity, because we realize how God has transformed us inside out. We are no more of this world. We don't follow the course of this world. we don't act like the world because you accepted Jesus as your Lord. And if you have not accepted Jesus, I want you to please accept him today, because this is the day that you could be a son of disobedience and then turn to be a son of the living God. So your situation would just change straight away. And it's because of the way he sees you today. It's because of his great love in which he loved us. He says, but God being rich in mercy because of his great love with which he loved us. What an incredible statement. What an incredible text of scripture, my friend. So it's talking about following the course of this world, trespassing, sin, passions and lust, disobedience, desires of the body, and the fact that we are ungodly. All of that shows that we need mercy. We need a loving Savior who will rescue us out of those things. And that's exactly what Jesus did on the cross for us. He came to rescue us so that we don't have to have this past anymore. So now we have this brand new reality of today and all of the future because of his rich mercy and that great love in which he loved us. If we can get revelation of that and ask the Holy Spirit, Lord, show me how rich your mercy is towards me, then we will not conform to this world. Lord, show me how great your love is towards me, that I can have the ability to say no to the desires and passions of the flesh and of the world that are not in accordance to you. And Lord, when I make a mistake, I turn boldly to the throne of grace. Why? Because of that rich mercy and the great love he gave, we can just run to him at any time. We must bear in mind that we are different. The Bible says, do not love the world or anything in the world. The world and its desires pass away. The great distinction is that the followers of Christ are in the world, but not of it. Do not love the world or anything in the world. The world and its desires pass away. That's so important. We do not invest our ambitions and hopes in this temporary earthly show, but in the eternal things, in the truth and the callings of God. To invest in this passing world leaves us with only ashes in our hands. This is so important. So if you heard me and you have not received Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, now is the time to do so. And if you will, you may pray this prayer after me, saying every word from your heart. Say, dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died in my place and suffered all the judgment of my sins. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead, and he is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. Come and live in my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer request, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com. for more resources to help you dig deeper into your Christian life. Christ is all ministries. Sharing Christ, changing lives.